Welcome, ESPN 1700 AM. It's the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
David McKelvin,
and myself, Ryan White. In studio with us today, Mike Bosworth, Mike Bosworth Leadership. Website, MikeBosworth.com. He's the co-founder of Story Leaders in 2008. And in 2013, he founded Story Seekers, in which he provides workshops and executive coaching. Also the author of the book, What Great Salespeople Do. Mike, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Additionally, repeat offender, Aaron Petroff, is a financial advisor with Living Legacy. The website, Living Legacy LLC, been an advisor for over 7 years, and ex-Marine Corps guy. Was it 10 years?
That's right. I was active duty for 10 years.
10 years. That is a long time. Well, again, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me back.
Today, we're going to talk about how people don't like being sold. That's one of Mike's topics. I don't think any of us really like being sold, as well as speed to trust. It's a really important sales technique. Mike Bosworth will hit on that, as well as his 11 points to connect with other people. Really, we're going to talk as many of those 11 points that we can get through. Aaron is going to touch on the myth about the value of putting money away in a qualified plan, and 15 financial rules to live by. So a lot ahead of us, all in the hour ahead. Okay, Mike, let's get started.
Okay.
11 points to connect with other people. That's a lot. Only 11?
Well, we only have an hour. Right?
Okay, good enough. You've broken it down to only 11. Got it. Well, on the top of your list here is, very simply put, most people do not wish to be salespeople.
The whole idea of being salespeople creeps most people out. Whenever I do a speaking gig, I'll ask everybody, I'll say, how many of you had a mother growing up that had a vision for you, her child, that when you grew up, you were going to have a career as a salesperson? And I put my hand up, and once in a while I'll get a hand, but for the most part, no hands go up. And then I'll kind of say, shout out some of the words your mother would use to describe salespeople. And that's sleazy, slimy, pushy, arrogant, liars, etc. And then I usually say, I hope we're not talking about dad, because my father was a salesman, and he was a violent alcoholic, and the last thing I wanted to do growing up was be a salesperson. So the whole idea of being a salesperson creeps most people out. And then I say, well, how many of you like feeling sold to? And nobody likes feeling sold to. The number one negative word that comes up, well, you think about going into a car lot, or even a retail store, and the retail people start coming up to you. And what do most of us do? Just looking.
Just looking.
Just
yeah.
browsing.
Yeah.
Because we don't like feeling that pressure, just the idea of being sold to. And so one of the things I then ask is, well, how many of you like buying things? And everybody likes buying things, right? And so I say, well, the best salespeople, the top 13% that bring in 87% of the revenue, they rarely have to close. What they're really good at is being buying facilitators and helping people buy. And I've been saying to my audiences for years, I'd love to run into you in an airport a year from now, and you hand me your card, and it says, Ryan White, Buying Facilitator.
Done. 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 So you mentioned something there briefly. 13% do 87% of the business, your top
right.
salespeople. That statistic seems to be even more skewed than I remember it being.
It's worse. Back when
it's
I
worse.
Was at Xerox in the late 70s, it was 80-20. And that's what Xerox was wrestling with, that 20% of the people are bringing in 80% of the business. Of course, then those people get promoted and crash and burn as managers. And so the whole origin of my being a sales trainer went back to those Xerox days when Xerox hired a PhD in behavioral research to study the top 20%. And the whole idea was the holy grail of sales productivity improvement is if you could figure out a way to codify what the top 20% are doing and teach it to the bottom 80%, everything would be wonderful. And so when I started my own sales training business in 1983, my mission was to help the bottom 80%. And in 2008, we hired a guy to be a keynote speaker for us who's the president of Sales Benchmark Index, a guy named Greg Alexander. And he said, remember the old 80-20 rule? It's gotten worse. In 2008, they did a survey of 1,100 U.S. business-to-business B2B sales forces, and 13% of the people on quota were bringing in 87% of the revenue.
Wow. Well, we are on with Mike Bosworth, his website, mikebosworth.com, talking about his 11 points to connect with other people. Starting off at the top with how most people don't necessarily wish to be a salesperson. And you did mention a buying facilitator. What does that mean to be a buying facilitator?
Well, it means since people love to buy, let's help them buy, which means that what we have to really do, instead of teaching salespeople a sell cycle, let's teach them a buy cycle. Let's teach them how people like to buy. And most people, the biggest decision if you're in sales is getting your prospect from not looking to looking for something that you sell. Because we all have finite capacity. We have 7 ± 2 foreground slots. And if I'm selling financial planning, if your 7 foreground slots aren't, if one of those 7 aren't occupied with some issue about your financial future, I'm going to have a difficult time selling to you. So one of the first things I have to do, whether it's my marketing message or my advertising or whatever, is to get one of your 7 foreground slots filled with the issue that my service, my offering, helps you alleviate.
Well, you know, obviously money makes the world go around, right? So not much happens until somebody sells something. And we've got Generation X, we've got Generation Y.
Right.
So what's clear to me is that there's a lot of changes in the process in which someone takes someone from buying something to actually closing them. Because, for example, you know, let's say I walk into Nordstrom's, which has now adopted the philosophy of everybody's on commission.
Right.
I mean, they've still got a very professional atmosphere going on in there. You walk in there and, you know, we walk past the cosmetic section and the lady asked me a question. And so I then engage with her because my daughter's looking for something. Right.
Right.
And I walk away from that encounter. And my daughter's like, don't do that. Right. And I'm like, well, why wouldn't I do that? I mean, I have the desire to buy something from this person. They're here to help me.
Yeah.
But the Generation Y has a different philosophy. So I think what you're really saying is that if I'm a business owner, and obviously we need to make sales, because
right.
even if I'm the owner, I've got a sales force, something's going
right.
on.
Right.
That you're the guy who's got the system down pat that can move with this market, the change in Generation Y, the facts of Generation X, because frankly, it's pretty confusing out there right now.
It is. And in the old days, buyers needed salespeople more because they couldn't get product information unless they spoke with the salesperson. But now with the internet, they don't need salespeople for product information anymore.
Exactly why I was talking about things are changing.
Right, right. So today, by the time a salesperson meets a potential buyer, that potential buyer has already looked into their company, their products, and in most cases, their price shopping. And the only way that salesperson really, in my mind, has a chance of getting that person's business is to form a really quick emotional connection. And that's why we talk about the speed of trust, because Franklin Covey has a course out called The Speed of Trust, and their definition of trust is character and competence. So if I'm a buyer and you're looking to sell me something, before I allow myself to buy from you, I'm going to have to conclude that you're a person of character and that you're competent. I know he doesn't really look that way.
Whoa.
But maybe if you take the right, tie off.
Right.
I'm looking around. Everybody's looking at me.
It's that tie. I think it's that
wide
tie.
Open. You're right.
It's that used car salesman tie. Take that tie off and it'll probably be okay.
Well, before we get to David's character, which could easily take up a whole segment, we're gonna take a break. And when we come back, continue on with the 11 points to connecting with other people and going to get into, I guess it's time to trust, is going to be the next question when we come back.
Just having an estate plan or trust in place isn't always enough to make difficult times less challenging for you and your family. Life is full of change. This is why it's so important to have your estate documents reviewed regularly. Contact my attorney, Jared Causa, with Neil Diamant Law Firm, and find out if a review of your estate plan is needed. 619-238-1712. Since life changes so quickly, make sure your estate is properly handled. 619-238-1712 for your free consultation. Just mention Mr. Credit. 619-238-1712.
Have you been arrested recently? Are you facing a DUI or criminal charges? Are you losing sleep at night because you just don't know what to do? Melissa Bobro is a criminal defense attorney who is not afraid to go to trial and do whatever it takes to defend her clients. Call her now for a free consultation at 619-800-5434. That's 619-800-5434. Melissa Bobro, there to help you with the worst problem of your life. Get your free consultation. 619-800-5434. That's 619-800-5434.
According to the Government Accountability Office, over 70% of people have errors on their credit report. And let me tell you, these errors are not helping your credit score. They are hurting it. Hi, Mr. Credit here. Look, the fact is, credit repair can work, but it's just too expensive for most people to be able to afford it. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a nonprofit company that has a flat-fee credit repair system for only $4.99 per person. If you or anyone you know wants to improve their credit, just call the Credit Repair Helpline and speak with an expert for free today. 800-525-1349. That's 1-800-525-1349. Don't let the banksters and credit bureaus win the battle of destroying your credit so they can make a profit. Fight back today. Call 1-800-525-1349. That's 1-800-525-1349.
Mother's Day is almost here. A day to remember that mom, she means so much. Hey there, it's the coach from ESPN Radio. My mom has been my role model and my biggest supporter all these years. So how about a beautiful bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com? Sure, there were times growing up that my mom, she was tough. She wanted me to play the piano instead of play sports. I'm serious. But looking back, it made me a well-rounded individual. And now I need to say thank you. Right now, 1-800-Flowers.com has an incredible limited-time offer just for my listeners. Order a bouquet of 30. That's right, 30 Mother's Day tulips for only 30 bucks. That's $20 off the regular price. But you must order by Friday. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. All you got to do, click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and you enter coach. That's 1-800-Flowers.com and enter coach, or you can call 1-800-Flowers. All you got to do is mention me.
Aaron Putroff is a registered representative and financial advisor of Park Avenue Securities, LLC, PAS. His address is 3111 Camino del Rio North, Suite 1150, San Diego, California, 92108. Securities products and services are offered through PAS. PAS is a member of FINRA SIPC. Living Legacy Financial and Insurance Services is not an affiliate or subsidiary of PAS or Guardian. This show is for informational purposes only. Individual risk tolerance and investment objectives must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations. Park Avenue Securities is not a legal or tax advisor. Listeners should consult their own legal and tax advisor regarding specific tax or legal advice. Before investing in a 529 plan, please consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. The official disclosure statement and applicable prospectuses, which contains this and other information about the investment company, can be obtained from your financial professional. Be sure to read the prospectus carefully before deciding whether to invest.
Welcome back to ESPN 1700, the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
Ryan White,
and myself, David McKelvin. We just heard from Mike Bosworth, the storyteller, about, you know, the new philosophies regarding sales techniques, right? Is that a fair word to say? Sales, is that still a good word? Or?
It's a reality. It's, you know, people look at it as a sales technique. I'll talk a little bit more in the next segment about, I don't like the word technique per se, but we'll talk.
Sure. And now, you know, living legacies here, Aaron Putroff with us. Been in financial planning for how long?
7 years.
And I don't even know if they call it financial planning anymore. I mean, the philosophy with your company is so radically different from what we would consider to be the financial planner that used to be, because, in fact, times are changing. So really, the philosophy that your company has adopted a lot of the new buying philosophies that we're talking about here with Mike. So, you know, tell me, I just want to know, Aaron, why are you a financial planner?
Well, thank you for that question. The reason I got into this business, my
my passion for finance and economics really comes from my childhood. And I think, like a lot of people, our experiences help shape the thoughts and opinions and beliefs that we have in life. And so when I was 10 years old, my dad was injured in an accident at work. And the result of that that accident was that he never really went back to work again. He's had, you know, 10 back and neck surgeries and is actually fully disabled. You know, unfortunately, my parents didn't have a very strong relationship and they weren't very good with money. So the pressure and the stress of that lack of income while he was unable to work really resulted in a divorce after bankruptcy. And then my two brothers, my mom and I, lived with my grandparents for a year. And, you know, that experience, because my mom, she just never had any – well, neither of my parents had very much. They came from blue-collar backgrounds, not a lot of financial sense. And, you know, my mom didn't have a lot of, you know, marketable skills. And so she was really kind of trapped at the bottom of the income range for even to this day. And, you know, who – I just made a decision in college that that wasn't going to be me, and who I am for my clients is that I'm going to make sure that that doesn't happen to them, right? I can't stop life from happening. Divorces and injuries happen. But what I can do is help my clients put strategies and programs in place to where if those types of things do happen, we've dealt with it. You know, I'm protecting them against failed financial strategies and products and the uncertainty of life.
Right. I mean, so the Lord works in mysterious ways. You had something happen in your past. It really set you on a certain course. And now you're helping people not avoid the same situation. So tell me more about the philosophy of Living Legacy.
Well, you know, traditional planning is really focused on saving as much money as you can. And at some point in the future, living off the interest of those assets. A lot of the commercials you see on TV, a lot of the popular press is really aimed towards some type of financial target. And what you find or what they don't take into account is all the things that put pressure on your ability to reach a financial target that may or may not even be correct. I mean, how do we really know how much we're going to need if we're 10, 20, 30 years out from retirement? And then that type of approach, that common planning, doesn't take into account all the pressures and stresses that can be put on our cash flow during retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we look at things from a wide-angle point of view, and we really break this down into four areas. Every financial decision you make falls within one of these areas. The first is assets, things you own, real estate, investments, savings, property. The next is liabilities, money you owe, car loans, mortgages. Maybe that tax liability associated with your 401k that you'll pay at some point in the future. Protection. These are the legal and insurance protections that serve as financial shock absorbers. They help make sure that if bad things happen, we transfer that risk from our balance sheet to somebody else's.
Mm-hmm. See, in your example, when you said something like your father had gotten injured and their relationship wasn't that good, poverty came in the window or the door, love went out the window, right? We've all heard that before, right?
Yeah. So it's a country song, isn't it?
Probably is.
Very well may be. You know, so poverty came in the door, love went out the window, and but when I sit back and look at what's happening in today's economy, right? I mean, we've got a lot of people that can't afford to set aside a amount of money, and it frankly doesn't sound like very much fun. I mean, people are I want Starbucks. I want a better car. I want a nicer house. You know, there's all these things people want now. You know, so a lot of times I would imagine your job may be difficult to sit down and convince somebody, okay, you're going to need X amount of dollars for retirement. Okay, this I'm talking about the philosophy of the traditional financial planner.
Sure.
But, you know, you had mentioned something that seemed refreshing to me, which was you're taking a broad look at what people's situation is before you sit down and say you're going to need X amount of money because we can't even predict that really.
Right. Yeah, so a lot of my work is uncovering hidden inefficiency. And it's by looking at things from a broad perspective that we can identify that inefficiency. And so what my clients say that I do for them is help them find money to save, right? Because I've never met a single person, regardless of income, who has said, hey, I've got you know, a bunch of money here I don't know what to do with. Please help me find a program or a place to put it.
We're on the line right now with Aaron Petroff with Living Legacy, partner with Living Legacy. you know, you've gone over your philosophy of why you're a financial planner. And I think what you're saying to me, what I hear what you're saying, is that you're willing to look at the situation, find money, and then basically say, let's use that found money to go out and create your future, not take away from what you have going on right now. Is that what a
Yeah, absolutely correct. I mean, if I said to you, listen, I'd like to help you put you on a budget, what you would hear is, you're going to put me
Ouch.
On a financial diet. And people don't like diets. The instant reaction to a diet is resist, right? So if I walk in or I sit down with a client and I say to them, you know, let's put you on a budget or a diet, I'm probably not going to get far. I mean, there may be circumstances where that's the prescription, but most of the time it's simply uncovering the hidden inefficiencies.
The people I know who are late in life and still struggle financially seem to me, from my perspective, to lack discipline. They lack the ability to delay gratification. And then, you know, you look into their backgrounds and they had bad owners. They didn't have parents that really taught them delayed gratification when they were growing up. So how do you help adults who didn't have parents that taught them delayed gratification?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question, because I do find that, you know, I meet with folks that are in their mid-50s, maybe late 50s, and now that retirement is starting to kind of emerge and they've got to make some decisions. I find that me simply telling them, hey, you need to do this, is really ineffective. What I am very good at, though, is let's just look at the outcome and you tell me what's more important to you. And so it's a matter of laying out, here's the path you're on, and if you want that, that's fine, keep doing what you're doing. Here's the path, or here's an alternative path that may get you where you want to go.
Do you help them visualize the path? Can you show them a picture of a double wide with a dish and say, that's where you're going to be living
yeah,
if you don't
you know,
get
I mean,
your act together?
Right. I mean, you're going to be living in an apartment out in El Cajon
if you don't
take care of something.
Yeah.
Right?
We're on the line with Aaron Petroff, partner, Living Legacy. Website is www.livinglegacyllc.com. And you can be reached at 619-684-6239. If you're interested in finding out the broader perspective or actually having him uncover found money so you can get a better future, for example. Isn't that what we're talking about right
Absolutely.
Now?
Absolutely. It's all about creating a better future.
So along this line of creating a better future, we've got these 15 financial principles to live by that you've touched on, right? I mean, this is something you put together. Talk to me. What protection first? What's that all about?
Well, so oftentimes when it comes to prioritizing money, what you find is people have been led to believe they've got to hit this financial target, this bogey, if you will. And what I find is a lot of times they haven't taken care of the things that could happen today. So, for example, I'm working with clients that prior to us engaging, the husband hit three cars at a stoplight. And he was inattentively driving, and nobody was really, you know, hurt, or at least it appeared so initially, though somebody has subsequently come back and has an attorney and is trying to get a settlement. Well, what this client found out afterwards is they had the state minimums on their auto insurance, $25,000 per person, $50,000 per occurrence. Now,
they can go very far.
Yeah, no, it won't go any far. And anything above and beyond that could be their personal responsibility. So they may have to liquidate assets to pay a claim, maybe a second mortgage to pay the claim. And either of those decisions will impact their lifestyle, because now they'll have to either devote more money to save or more money to pay off the second mortgage. So a seemingly small decision about something as kind of, you know, small as auto insurance has a huge impact in their financial life.
They're going to have to buy a Mr. Coffee and give up the Starbucks.
Yeah. Probably so. Probably
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah. Well, you know, 15 principles. Protection first sounds logical to me. Full replacement, some of the things we're talking about here. Life protection. What are some of the things, just quickly, we could go over? I've got tax advantages here. These are some of the philosophies that you run people through. Is that right?
Right. So the tax advantages, maybe it's not one that's quite as quick to go through. But if I could take a step back to the full replacement. You know, there are a lot of lots. As real estate professionals, I'm sure you know this, there are a lot of empty lots still sitting in Rancho Bernardo that have never been rebuilt after the 2007 fires, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is because those properties were underinsured. So the money just wasn't there to replace the property. So what was the impact on that homeowner? They thought they were covered. They were paying premiums. And now they had to downgrade and go buy a lesser house because there wasn't enough money to replace what they already had. Right?
Right.
Well, you know, I got to say, I don't know what my minimums are for liability when I hit somebody at a stoplight, or frankly, what the replacement cost of the house if it burned down would be. I'm out doing my thing. However, I think what you're really saying is that you're the go-to go ahead and begin the process of reviewing everything rather than taking it piece by piece, making sure I've got all, you know, my ducks in a row, that sort of thing. So you're the go-to guy. So Aaron Petroff, partner, Living Legacy. LivingLegacyLLC.com. Live for today, plan for tomorrow.
That's right.
That's your philosophy. So when we come back, we're going to dive more into these 15 principles. And more importantly, I really want to know what's going on today in the market. You know, I want to hear what's going on. I mean, I know what's going on in the real estate market, but, you know, I just really want to know what's happening in the financial end of things.
Right on.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com or text the word audit to 84444.
Fram knows there are smooth roads, dirt roads, roads less traveled, and roads begging to be driven. Fram knows there are fast drivers, cautious drivers, drivers with a destination,
turn right ahead,
and drivers who are lost. That's why, no matter what you drive, no matter how you drive, no matter what oil you use, there's a Fram oil filter that helps keep your engine healthier longer. Find your Fram oil filter at your local automotive store.
Wendy's presents The Millionaire.
Pardon me, miss, what is that sandwich?
Oh, my grilled chicken flatbread?
Simply top shelf.
Yeah, Asiago cheese, warm flatbread.
I'll give you $100. I can call my lawyer now.
Oh, actually, it's from Wendy's.
Wendy's, so no legal fees. Bully.
Introducing new flatbread grilled chicken sandwiches from Wendy's. Warm, multigrain flatbread in delicious flavors like Asiago ranch and smoky honey mustard.
Mmm, superb.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. The following is clearly a rhetorical question. What is wrong with Dan Snyder? The owner of Washington's NFL football team won't listen to reason, and he won't listen to anything but the sound of his own voice. For years now, people who know better than he does have made the point that the team's nickname is offensive to Native Americans. No, it's not, Snyder insists. At last look, Snyder is not a Native American. He had no problem screaming anti-Semitism a year ago as an excuse to sue a local newspaper over a story that was critical of him. But he knows better about what's offensive to Native Americans than they do. On a more mundane topic, the health of his players, Snyder is still refusing to put field turf down in his stadium, even after the disastrous playoff game there last January. Nope, new sod is enough, according to the man who knows all. I'm John Feinstein.
At Advance Auto Parts, the power to choose is your advance advantage. So right now, you can choose from a 5-plus quartz jug, a Valvoline or Pennzoil conventional motor oil, plus a DriveWorks filter for just $19.99. You'll save about $10. The power to choose, plus the power to save. Can you feel that power? Oh, yeah. Choose and save. That's your advance advantage. Only at Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, what would happen if you lost your husband? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. 1-800-895-7455. That's 1-800-895-7455.
Welcome back. ESPN 1700 AM. It's the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
Big Mac David McKelvin.
And myself, Ryan White. In studio with us today, Mike Bosworth. His website, MikeBosworthDoubt.com.
Doubt.com.
Ouch. He is the founder of Story Seekers. Also with us, Aaron Putroff, partner, Living Legacy LLC is his website. Mike comes to us with 11 points to connect with other people. We got through one or two. And for the whole list, we can go to his website, MikeBosworth.com. But let's talk about the idea of being sold. Nobody likes that.
Nobody likes to feel sold, but we love to buy. And so the founding philosophy that I've had from the very, very beginning when I started as a sales trainer in my own business in 1983 was to help people buy. And one of the things I had to do, I was famous in the 80s for being the first person that really could teach an engineer how to sell.
Oh, engineers are the worst.
But engineers, of all people that are freak out about their mother ever hearing that they became a salesperson, is engineers. That's a if you went into an engineering class and asked a bunch of graduates what they wanted to do, you'd never hear a salesman.
Never.
And because it was their paradigm that sales was convincing, persuading, overcoming resistance, close, made their skin crawl. But if we reframed it to helping a potential customer solve a problem with your product, and if you can reframe selling from convincing and persuading to helping somebody solve a problem, now the engineers are all over it, because engineers, they're born to solve problems. They love to solve problems. And if they can make a commission solving problems, even better.
Even better.
So it's really reframing it. And so we've actually refined the definition of selling even further, where today what we really believe selling is influence, where you can influence another person to view something differently. You can influence another person to take a chance, to try a product they've never tried before, to do something they've never done before because they trust you so much. And the more someone trusts you, the more you would have the ability to influence them outside their comfort zone, where you're doing it with good intention. You know that if you can get them outside their comfort zone and to try something new, they will be better off. They will benefit, but they're still coming from fear. So the ultimate gift that I think the top 13% of salespeople have is that ability to get fast speed of trust. They are able to get strangers to trust them in a very short amount of time. And once they trust them, now you can influence. And so we are teaching in our workshops the non-intuitive connectors, a framework that dramatically speeds their trust with strangers.
We're on with Mike Bosworth. His website, MikeBosworth.com. That's the website, MikeBosworth.com. Now, you'd mentioned your seminar. You have one coming up here. What's going on?
Well, it's a workshop, which is, I think, different than a seminar because we break people up into small groups, and we actually get them to practice. I mean, there's a difference between education and training. You would have a hard time learning to play golf or scuba dive or fly an airplane or speak a foreign language if there weren't some doing involved. You'd have a hard time learning those things just from an educational video or e-learning. And gaining trust and building and telling stories and tending stories takes practice. And most people are think of me as storytelling. And storytelling is half the equation for connecting with strangers. But if you're really connecting with a stranger, you've got about 2 minutes. The first 10 seconds, if I said to you, David, can I share a short story with you about another guy I know in real estate? You'd probably say, sure. And now, in the next 90 seconds, I have to construct and tell a story that when I pass the torch to you and say, enough about me, David, tell me your story, in 90 seconds later, you're engaged with me. So if my story was engaging to you, now you'll come back, and now we can have a dialogue, and now I can tend your story and then reflect it back to you. So the storytelling is the first part of the equation, but even more important is then learning to tend the buyer's story and reflect it back to them and say, do I get you? And when the buyer says, yes, you get me, now you're at a level of connection where you can influence.
Do you think it'd be better to lead out with, can I tell you a story, versus just going into saying, I remember when, and just leading out with a story?
If you're good at, and I remember when, and can I tell you a story, you're accomplishing the same thing, which you're getting the other person to anticipate a story. And with some really left-brain engineers and stuff that we work with, where we have to put it out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, we actually teach them to lead with the offer of a story about somebody like them, parentheses, another person in real estate, another financial planner, or whatever.
Oh, so you're, in a sense, profiling with your...
Oh, yes.
Okay, so different approach for different folks.
Yes, and within the inventory of stories for a salesperson, they have to have a who am I story, and Aaron told a great who am I story earlier just on the show today. They have to have a who I represent story, which is the story of the organization they work for, and then they would have to have multiple who I've helped stories. So, I mean, if Aaron went into his history, he's probably got stories about people in their 20s, single people, married people, old people, people who own businesses. And in his business, he would actually need an inventory of stories like that so he could engage other similar people.
One of the unique things that I heard you say previously is that the salesperson has to go first. They got to give that story first in order to get one back.
Well, you're exactly right, Ryan. And see, the thing is that people make emotional decisions. And then they use their human smart brain to build up logic around why they did it, because they want everybody else to think they're rational and sane.
And looking good.
And looking good. But we do what we want to do emotionally, which means we have to connect with our customers emotionally. And as Ryan said, that's a risky area for a lot of people in sales who don't even talk about emotional things at home with their spouses, much less prospects. So getting non-emotional people to operate at an emotional level is one of the biggest challenges we have in our workshops. But if you're in sales, you have to go first. And so if I tell you a story about how smart I am or what a great athlete I am, you'll respond that way. But if I tell you a story about some struggle I had, and then like Aaron talked about his struggle, and then he tosses the ball to the other person, they'll come back and talk about their struggle. But he had to go first. And you've probably found that that works.
Absolutely. I mean, I think too that if you're meeting with somebody, their initial inclination might be like, "Well, why should I tell you anything? Who are you? Why should I? You know, why should I share something about myself?" And so, to get something, you got to be able to give
it. Even my therapist, who I've been seeing for 5 years now, she says whenever one of her clients gets stuck, and she can tell that he or she just won't go there and won't bring something up, she tells a personal story about she and her husband, and that pops him right open because she goes first.
So I would assume this is going to be a big part of your workshop, the story seekers part.
And absolutely.
When is your workshop?
It's next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, May 7th, 8th, and 9th in Solana Beach.
And so for more information, go to your website.
MikeBosworth.com.
MikeBosworth.com. For more information, his website, MikeBosworth.com. One final thing. You wrote this book, What Great Salespeople Do. Briefly tell us what that's all about.
Well, in 2008, when I found out that the 80-20 rule became 87-20, or 87-13, I left the old sales process world behind and started delving into what's the real difference between the top people and the rest, the eagles and the journeymen. And we found that storytelling. We found that what great people do in pretty much all professions is tell stories. Great teachers tell stories. Great CEOs tell stories. Great parents tell stories.
What's your philosophy about telling stories? Because it seems to me there's paths, one being fear-based and one being prosperity-based. For example, people might be more motivated by saying, you know, if you don't save enough money for your future, you're going to be ending up in that apartment in some area that you don't want to live in. Or they may be more motivated by, if you put correct amount of money, you're going to live in a beautiful home with, you know, beautiful palm trees and all that you could imagine you would have. What do you think it would be, again, geared toward the particular client?
I think there's some wisdom there, because you'll notice that some of the people you know have abundance mentalities and some people have scarcity mentalities. And I think probably most people come from fear.
Yeah, that's what I've been told. You know, it seems to be in vogue to say that you're motivated by that big, beautiful house, but most of people are really motivated because they're afraid of failing.
Well, if you look at Maslow's hierarchy of need, you need to take care of your food and shelter before you start thinking about fancy cars and things.
However,
like that.
You know, I will go on to say that it seems to me that I don't particularly like to be led down a path of, you know, I should be afraid. If I don't take action, I should buy whatever service they're selling me.
You won't hear anybody who I train using the should word on you or telling you what you need to do. They will be influencing you without telling you what you need to do or what you should do, because we hate that. Mm-hmm. We hate being told what we need to do or what we should do as humans.
So yeah, the book, What Great Salespeople Do, website again, MikeBosworth.com, as well as the workshop, also at MikeBosworth.com. When we come back, Aaron Putroff is going to walk us through the myth about the value of putting money away in a qualified plan. Ahead of us when we come back.
Hi, Mr. Credit here. I can't tell you how excited I am to have Bruce McPherson with Security One Lending as a regular guest on the show and my go-to guy for reverse mortgages. Listen, if you're 62 years or older and you own a home, whether you have a mortgage or not, chances are you can benefit from one of today's HECM reverse mortgage options. Just call Bruce McPherson at 866-223-7174. That's 866-223-7174. You can just email reversemortgagebruce@gmail.com. Over the past 9 years, Bruce has really earned his reputation as an honest, ethical reverse mortgage advisor, and he's someone I genuinely trust, and you can too. Don't let old myths about reverse mortgages keep you from calling to get the facts. Today's government-insured HECM reverse mortgages are incredibly flexible, whether you need money now or just want to be prepared for the future. Call your local expert, Bruce McPherson, today and get all the answers you need for free. 866-223-7174. That's 866-223-7174, or just email reversemortgagebruce@gmail.com.
Have you been selected for an audit by the IRS? Do you owe the IRS money and want to find a way to settle your account as quickly and easily as possible? Hi, Mr. Credit here. Listen, I had the IRS come knocking on my door over $600, which I didn't even owe them, as it turns out. I know how scary this stuff can be. The good news is I know exactly what to do. My tax attorney, Jeffrey Kahn, is board certified and works only on tax-related issues. He understands how the IRS works and how to make the most of each situation. And get this, mention Mr. Credit when you call and get a free consultation and a tax resolution plan, $500 value, absolutely free. Call Jeffrey Kahn today at 866-494-6829. That's 866-494-6829 today and get these tax issues behind you as quickly as possible. 866-494-6829. That's 866-494-6829.
Driving to the grocery store. Sure, Goodyear tires can face it. Get some milk, maybe some carrots, and then drive back home.
But Goodyear is also the official tire of NASCAR, and everything we learn making tires for expert drivers inspires what we roll into yours. You don't just want milk and carrot tires, do you? Go to Goodyear.com and find out how to get up to a $160 rebate. Goodyear, more driven. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Incorporated.
With over 1 million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you getting the runaround from your bank about your loan modification? Hi, Timmy Two Sides here. If you want help with your loan mod, call my attorney, Andrew Moyer. Andrew is experienced, honest, and he'll shoot you straight about your chances. Plus, you won't pay a dime unless you get a loan mod offer from the bank. 800-682-0555. That's 800-682-0555 today to get honest advice and no charge at all unless you get results. Call 800-682-0555.
Para resultados y más información acerca de este programa, consultar la página espnradio1700.com.
That's for compliance. I'll tell you what a qualified plan really is.
Welcome back to ESPN 1700. We're on the line here with
Ryan White.
And myself, David McKelvin. Aaron Putroff, financial advisor with Living Legacy at livinglegacy.com, is here to tell us a little bit about the myths, about the value of putting money away in a qualified plan. So talk to us. What does that really mean?
Well, let's start off with what is a qualified plan? That's just a fancy term that the IRS uses for money that would be in a 401k, an IRA, a traditional IRA, or other types of programs where you put money away and get a tax deduction. And the idea with these types of plans are that you put money in pre-tax, you get an immediate deduction, the money grows, it's not taxed while it grows, but it's then taxed when you take distributions, right? And so one of the common planning myths that's out there is that you're going to be in a lower tax environment when you retire. So in theory, when you start taking distributions from your 401k or your traditional IRA, that you'll pay less in taxes because you're in a lower tax environment. Now, what's interesting is that when you look at a chart of U.S. tax rates, marginal tax rates, what you see is rates were much higher in the late 70s, early 80s, when these plans really became prevalent, than they are today. And now if you think about everything that's going on in the world and our economy, you know, deficits and sequestration and all these things, most people are of the mind that taxes have to go up. I mean, we know they went up for a lot of people this year, but that they'll continue to go up in the future. So we could find ourselves in a position where 10, 20, 30 years down the road, as we take distributions, mandatory distributions maybe, from our 401k or our IRA, that we're in a higher tax bracket just based upon rising tax rates. And, you know, there's the other thing is if you think about, for most folks who aren't business owners, what are their biggest tax deductions? Anybody care to take a guess on that?
Home ownership?
Mortgage interest.
Yeah, the mortgage interest. And possibly if you have children, the deductions or credits you get for children.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even if tax rates stayed the same, most people approach retirement with their mortgage being paid off and their children are long since grown and out of the house.
Let's hope.
So they've left,
yeah,
right.
Really. I know people where their kids are in their 20s and living at home.
They're coming
ooh,
back.
Ooh, it's not good.
But you, well, still, you
good.
Can't take a write-off.
Yeah, even if they're even if they're living with you don't get the write-off, right? So, you know, as you begin to take distributions, tax rates may have gone up and you've lost your biggest deductions, right? So now you're taking this money out in a much less favorable tax environment than when you put the money in. Mm-hmm. You know, the other thing is, you know, as you're early in your professional career, you're putting money in, but that, you know, your income that you would be taking out is going to be much higher than that, right? Because most of us don't want a lower standard of living when we retire. So we envision at least maintaining what we have. So who really plans to live off X number of dollars only to reduce that by 40% when they actually, the next day when they start retirement? So you're going to take distributions and they're going to be taxed at ordinary income. And what that means for most people, just ballpark, is one third of the money that you're taking out or the money that's in your plan doesn't belong to you, belongs to the government. They're just letting you invest it on their behalf, right? Because that tax burden is growing just right alongside whatever growth you're having in the account.
It's almost a loan the way you've presented it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I term it that way for kind of detailed reasons, but certainly that money is not yours. It's the government's. And so as you take those distributions, you're paying, and many times for many of the clients that I work with, what I see, they're paying more in taxes than if they had just paid the money when they got it and, you know, invested it outside of a 401k.
So is that your recommendation?
Well, not typically, because that's, you know, that's a – though I haven't participated in any type of plan like that for, you know, 10 years, I find that most people still have an incentive to participate in a plan like a 401k or an IRA. You know, doing it up to the match probably makes sense mm-hmm. for most people. Again, it's going to be everyone's going to have their own special circumstance, but in general terms, I think many of my clients end up participating up to any type of match they may receive.
It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense.
You know, when I first met you, you had mentioned that you were in the Marine Corps.
That's true.
I guess you did 10 years in the Marine Corps. During that process, you and your wife had acquired a number of pieces of real estate.
We did.
And then you sold most of that real estate around 2004.
Got lucky.
Well, that's kind of what I'm getting at, is that, you know, it seems to me that some people are on these life cycles where they buy high, sell low, or they buy low, sell high.
Right.
And it seems to be that a lot of times when I'm dealing with folks, that I'm trying to get them off the wrong path and possibly onto the right path, where they're buying low, selling high. It's nice and refreshing to hear that not only, you know, is your philosophy different when it comes to financial planning, but you've also, you know, got proof in the pudding. I mean, something that you did, you say, oh, it was an accident, I sold in 2004. But I got to tell you, 2004, that's a tough decision, because property values were going up by 1% a month.
Right. So, you know, the way that started, too, and kind of going back to my earlier story, my wife and I, when we got married, I had some student loans. She was fortunate in that she did not. But we got to the point where we saved 35% of our income. And I recognize that's pretty abnormal. And what we were able to do is we were able to buy some real estate. It went up, and it went up, as we all know, through 2002, 3, and 4. I mean, just crazy. And I was operating under the principle that pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. So just at some point there, and actually it was late 04 into 05 where my comfort level just was actually not comfortable. And so we went ahead and liquidated at that point. And it just, you know, worked out. I mean, I don't preach that anybody can time anything, but certainly I had a comfort level, and I listened to my internal voice on that.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it seems as though the public has been taught that there are some tax savings with qualified plans such as IRAs and 401ks.
Yeah, what's the alternative? If I'm not putting money away tax-free, what should I be doing with it?
Well, you know, I mean, if you look at tax-advantaged places to put money, there are a number of things that we could do. Roth IRAs are a great example. Now, it may be that due to the amount of income we have, we're unable to participate in a Roth IRA. An option that many businesses use when they want to put money away and get tax benefits would be permanent life insurance. You get similar tax advantages to a Roth IRA if done correctly.
David and Ryan, you're in the real estate business, and if you know anybody who's incurred any losses in real estate, that's a good time to take that loss and convert your regular IRA to a Roth.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. That's absolutely a good point. Is you can actually convert a traditional IRA to a Roth, and you pay the taxes at the time of conversion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's no penalty to do so. And if you have some other thing to offset that, that can be valuable. And then the other thing, I mean, we talk about places to put money, real estate. One of the reasons people tend to invest in real estate are the tax advantages. Mm-hmm. So those are three areas where you get tax advantages. And again, I'm not saying don't do qualified plan. Just maybe understand that there's a tax impact, a future tax, embedded tax liability associated with that decision.
We're on the line here with Aaron Putroff, financial advisor with Living Legacy. The philosophy of analyzing the situation now, creating and the found money, and then taking that money and putting in some investment that would lead to whatever future goal that person has, and clarifying some of the myths out there regarding some of the tax shelters and things like that that people have been taught maybe incorrectly. To visit Aaron Putroff, you can either call him at 619-684-6239. That's the number, 619-684-6239, or livinglegacyllc.com.
Also, Mike Bosworth, the founder of Story Seekers, also author of the book, What Great Sales People Do. For more on his workshop, not a seminar, his workshop, as well as his 11 points to connect with other people, his website, MikeBosworth.com. That's MikeBosworth.com. MikeBosworth.com. Until next week. Thank you.
See you then.